Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
Anna, it's still halfway through the summer. Well, it's only a day later than yesterday. Yesterday was halfway through the summer, and we're talking about some festivals all around the world that you might want to go to really end your summer holiday with kind of an exciting experience, an exciting adventure. What was the festival we learned about yesterday? It was something about salad.
Tomatoes,
that's right. That's what we put in salads. And it was in Spain. And what did people do at the tomato festival in Spain?
They throw tomatoes to each other?
Exactly. They have a big fight with tomatoes. So you can leave the salad at home. I don't think people will want to try your salad. They'll be too busy throwing tomatoes at each other. So we're going to find out about a few more festivals today. Luckily, these festivals are a little more peaceful and no tomatoes will be hurt.
Right. 所以赶快来看看今天的文章。
Summer festivals around the world.
If throwing tomatoes is too wild, then check out these festivals. The Edinburgh Festival takes place in Scotland. Students from different theater schools and musicians put on performances here.It's also the largest cultural festival in the world. Fans of classical music will love the Bayreuth Festival in Germany. It celebrates the works of Richard Wagner. The festival draws in thousands of fans. However, tickets are very hard to score. So grab some tomatoes, watch a play,or listen to Wagner's works. These are all splendid ways to end the summer.
Rush Hour!
Wild. Wild.The lions didn't eat for days and went wild eating the zebra. The lions didn't eat for days and went wild eating the zebra. Theater. Theater. My sister enjoys the theater, so she decided to become an actress.My sister enjoys the theater, so she decided to become an actress. Draw. Draw. Draw, drew, drawn. Disneyland draws in lots of visitors from around the world. Disneyland draws in lots of visitors from around the world.Score. Score. Score, scored, scored. Taylor is trying to score tickets to the next Super Bowl game. Taylor is trying to score tickets to the next Super Bowl game.
If throwing tomatoes is too wild, then check out these festivals. Okay, so yes...Of course, yesterday we learned about La Tomatina in Buñol, Spain. It's about throwing tomatoes, and that kind of festival is a little bit wild. Something wild is kind of crazy, kind of uncontrolled, something maybe a little bit dangerous, but certainly not safe and boring. Wild would be the opposite of safe and boring.Okay, so yeah, it might be that throwing tomatoes for some people...is too wild.
That's right. 可是其实我们对 wild 的认知啊大概都会记野生的或狂野的。所以我们常常会说 wild animals, 叫做野生动物。可是其实这个 wild 还可以用来形容疯狂的或者是 violent, 激烈的暴力的也有那个意思哦。所以如果对这个朋友啊 丢 tomatoes， 如果你觉得 这种状况是太 wild， 觉得太疯狂或太激烈的话呢，待会我们会介绍一个比较静态的 festival。
Okay, the example sentence for wild, the lions didn't eat for days and went wild eating the zebra. The lions didn't eat for days and went wild eating the zebra because they were so hungry, they started to go a little crazy. Well, if you want something, less wild, checking out these festivals to check out something is just to kind of go there to see it, to try it maybe for the first time.Like there's a new restaurant. Hey, let's go check it out. Or let's go check out that new movie. I haven't seen it before. Let's go watch it, see if it's good. All right, here's the first festival we're going to check out. The Edinburgh Festival takes place in Scotland. Edinburgh is a city in the country of Scotland. Students from different theater schools and musicians put on performances there. Oh, okay, this is an arts festival. No tomato throwing.Theater schools. Well, theater is basically a place where people go to watch or to act in a play. If you've ever seen a play or a musical like Phantom of the Opera or Les Miserables or something like that, you probably go to a theater to see it. And a theater school is a place where people will go to learn how to act. Many TV and Hollywood actors have also studied in a theater school.
所以我们现在要 check out, 我们现在要来看看的是什么样的节日呢？原来是 the Edinburgh Festival。那么它其实是在 Scotland 所举办的，举办举行，我们现在看到的动词片语叫做 take place。take place, 我们会看到有很多不同的戏剧的学生，还有一些这个 musicians, 还有一些音乐家会在这里做一些演出哦。不过我们要来看一下 theater 这个字。这个字呢我们就把它翻成是戏剧或者是英文当中可以用 play 这个字 theater 戏剧
The example sentence My sister enjoys the theater so she decided to become an actress Oh well, good for her Okay, so this theater, these theater schools they put on performances The next sentence says It's also the largest cultural festival in the worldWow, that's very cool. If you go to a cultural festival, you might see theater. You might also see art and paintings or hear music or see people doing different kinds of shows, even out on the street. So there's lots of different things to entertain you and interesting new things you can watch at a cultural festival.
所以其实呢这样子的一个节日是比较属于文化类型的在英文当中的文化本来它的名词叫做 culture C-U-L-T-U-R-E culture 那么我们现在看到的是一个形容词把最后结尾的 E 摘掉然后再放上 A-L 它的发音是 cultural cultural不过在这句话的前面呢我们刚刚说有很多戏剧院的学生啊甚至是一些音乐家会在这里演出演出我们看到的是一个名词形态叫做 performance 可是我们看到它搭配的一个动词是 put on 所以在这里的 put on 可不是穿上的意思哦而有表演之意
Fans of classical music will love the Bayreuth Festival in Germany It celebrates the works of Richard Wagner Wow, so this is a classical music festival in Germany, as they said. Richard Wagner was a composer. He was a guy who wrote classical music like Mozart or Beethoven, kind of like that. About 150 or 200 years ago was when he was busy. And many people like to listen to his music, even today. The festival, it says, draws in thousands of fans.If it draws, well, of course, we're not talking about making a picture, like you draw a picture with a pen. This is talking about attracting, bringing people over from far away to one place. So, for example, if they open a new shopping mall, it might draw in lots of people on the weekend. Lots of people will walk or take a bus or even drive their cars from far away.All to go to one place. It draws them in. It pulls them in. And our example sentence for the verb draw, Disneyland draws in lots of visitors from around the world. Disneyland draws in lots of visitors from around the world.
所以在这里的 draw, D-R-A-W, 不是我们所认知画画的那个画的意思，而有拉过来甚至有吸引过来的意思。好，这个吸引的动词我们要先看一下它的三态，因为它的三态呢是不规则的变化，它的过去是 drew, D-R-E-W, 那么它的过去分词呢则是drawn, D-R-A-W-N。 好，那么要特别小心它的三态。不过我们现在在谈的 festival 到底是什么样的节庆呢？我们刚刚谈到的是苏格兰的 Edinburgh Festival， 现在呢提到的则是德国的古典音乐的一个节庆哦。
However, it says, ooh, this is interesting, tickets are very hard to score. Oh, so this is a popular festivalTickets, it says, are hard to score. Now, of course, score is what you do in soccer or baseball or basketball. When you get points for your team, you score. But in this case, we're not talking about sports. We're talking about getting something. Just imagine in baseball or basketball, it's hard to score. It's not easy to get a point. Well, when something is not easy, but you're trying to get it, you can use this word score.I'm trying to score tickets to that big show. I'm trying to score tickets to the baseball game or the basketball game. You know, Kobe Bryant's coming to Taiwan. Everyone wants to score tickets to that because they're so popular, they're hard to get. And it seems that for Richard Wagner, the tickets for his festival are hard to get. They're hard to score.
所以看起来在德国的这个古典音乐的节日呢，要买到票就不是这么容易咯。因为我们刚刚在文章当中有提到，这个节庆其实会吸引好几千名乐迷或者是这个歌迷，所以我们看到的动词的 draw in 就是吸引的意思。通常这个 draw 呢，因为它是不及物动词的关系，会先加个介系词 in， 再加上受词。好，就是因为这个歌迷太多或者是乐迷太多了，票很难买到诶。我们大概会想要用买这个单字，可是其实在这里啊，在英文当中常常会搭配的一个动词叫做 score。score 我们本来的认知是名词的分数，如果它当动词就有得分之意，而就是因为它有得分的意思，所以它变成引申出来有获得或者是买到。买到什么呢？通常会搭配比如说 ticket 票这种受词。不过在这里还是要提醒大家，它的过去式跟过去分词因为受到拼字的关系，只要直接加 d 就可以了。它的三态是 score, scored, scored.
And our example sentence, Taylor is trying to score tickets to the next Super Bowl game. Oh yeah, the Super Bowl is very popular. It's hard to score tickets to that. Good luck, Taylor.All right, so there we have tomatoes, and today we were looking at theater and also classical music. So the article says, grab some tomatoes in Spain, watch a play in Scotland, or listen to Wagner's works in Germany. These are all splendid ways to end the summer. They really are splendid ways to sort of, you know, finish up your summer holiday, don't you think?
真的是非常特别，因为我们暑假除了在家这个打打电动熬夜一下然后睡到中午之外呢，还可以丢丢番茄啦，然后呢欣赏一下古典音乐，这样也不错哦。
Okay, so I don't know, if you could go to only one of these festivals, which one do you think you would want to go to, Anna?
Well, I would like to go to Spain.
Spain? You would like to throw tomatoes at lots of people you don't know?
Right.
Okay.
I think that'll be crazy.
That would be interesting. I would be interested to see if your skin or hair feels like really shiny and nice. Because a lot of people would tell you, you know, fruits and milk and things like that, they're very good for your skin. I wonder if, you know...The day after La Tomatina, you would have shiny, beautiful hair because of all the tomatoes that have gone in.
Which means I do not have shiny...
Shinier and more beautiful. So beautiful, I would have to wear sunglasses to look at your hair. I think I would join you at La Tomatina. It sounds pretty cool. But I've been lucky enough to go to the Edinburgh Festival. It was great, too.
So
if you're into art and theater and stuff like that, that's definitely one. But If you dislike throwing tomatoes at other people, go to Spain. But whatever you do, end up your summer, finish off your summer with a great time. Because remember, it's back to school for about 8 more months once September comes. So have a great summer, and we'll see you soon.
All the cosmetics are on special offer.
All the cosmetics are on special offer.
大家好，我是 Evita， 欢迎收听 A Plus 小聚会。不管男生女生，同学们，当你们陪妈妈或是去药妆店，一定都会遇过一个情况，就是扬声器会不断的重播，开价彩妆八五折，开价彩妆八五折。是的，这个时候绝对能激发女性的购买欲望。那今天的小聚会就是 All the cosmetics are on special offer， 中文的意思就是所有化妆品皆特价中。句子里 cosmetics 名词就是化妆品，这个字常以复数形呈现，所以后面会加上 s。 最后我们看到片语 on special offer， offer 同学们应该比较常见它是动词的形式，不过在这里可是名词哦，是出售的价格，保价的意思。 special 相信同学们是知道它是形容词，特别的，所以 on special offer 就是特价中的意思。另外同学们应该也很常看到百货公司门口一到周年庆都会贴出 on sale， 这两个字表示特价中，廉价出售的意思，所以照样造句。 All the cosmetics are on sale，这是所有化妆品都在特价中哦。好啦，各位同学们，时间又到了，最后我们再复习一次今天的小聚会，那么下次见啦，拜拜。
All the cosmetics are on special offer.
All the cosmetics are on special offer.
Chat 广告的休息为什么要我们 take a break 而不是 take a rest？
虽然 break 和 rest 当作名词时都有休息的意思，所以我们常听到的 take a break 和 take a rest， 你们知道它们的差别在哪呢？我们先来看一看 take a break。其中 break 是当作名词来用，指的是某一个活动中的中断或者是暂停，所以一般我们要休息片刻，要休息一下，动词我们都会说 take a break or have a break。 像是上班族上班很累的时候，当然一定要怎么样， take or have a short break， 就是小休息一下咯。那不论是上班族啦，或者是同学，这个中午都非常期待的午休时间，这个英文就是 lunch break， lunch break。另外呢，这个上班族呢，还会在休息片刻时候怎么样？哦，喝杯咖啡或是茶呢？这样子的休息的时间，我们就称它为 coffee break or tea break， coffee break， tea break。或者呢，他们也可以短暂的休息个十分钟，英文就可以这么说啦， Let's take a 10-minute break， Let's take a 10-minute break。 注意哦，刚刚提到的十分钟 10-minute， 我们是不可以在 minute 加 s， 因为呢这里的 10-minute 是当作连字号的复合字用，表示十分钟的什么什么，是个形容词，所以我们要在 10 和 minute 中间记得加上连字号哦。而呢在看这个电视的时候啊，突然进这个广告的时候呢，这个就称为 commercial break， commercial break。 其中的 commercial 这个字好像有点难，它的拼法是 commercial， 就是电视广告的意思哦。然而不同于工作时的小歇一下， rest 它指的是完全不做事，像是睡觉这样子的休息，而搭配的动词呢也是用 have 或是 take， have a rest。 像是呢，如果有人生病的话呢，你就要请他怎么样？You should go home and get some rest. 在家乖乖休息。You should go home and get some rest. 那猜猜看，一般在公路旁的休息站，英文没错，就叫做 rest area or rest stop. 是不是很简单又好记呢？
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
看电视进广告时，我们当然要用 take a break 啊，因为 break 是指短暂的休息，可能上个厕所什么的。如果你用到 take a rest 是指可能睡觉完全不做事这样的休息哦。
Summer festivals around the world.If throwing tomatoes is too wild, then check out these festivals. The Edinburgh Festival takes place in Scotland. Students from different theater schools and musicians put on performances here. It's also the largest cultural festival in the world. Fans of classical music will love the Bayreuth Festival in Germany.It celebrates the works of Richard Wagner. The festival draws in thousands of fans. However, tickets are very hard to score. So grab some tomatoes, watch a play, or listen to Wagner's works. These are all splendid ways to end the summer.
Wild.
The lions didn't eat for days and went wild eating the zebra. Theater. My sister enjoys the theater, so...She decided to become an actress. My sister enjoys the theater, so she decided to become an actress. Drawn. Disneyland draws in lots of visitors from around the world.Disneyland draws in lots of visitors from around the world. Score. Taylor is trying to score tickets to the next Super Bowl game.